Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Shelby County Mayor Mark Luttrell and Bill Drees from the Memphis Daily News. We're in budget season, and obviously there's a tax reappraisal that is, you know, caused a, some say, unprecedented change with the tax base, the value of the properties going down, and you've got a school situation that is to some degree unprecedented. The school system still has a gap of some, we'll call it $30 million, give or take. You've proposed a tax increase, I believe, 6 cents. What would that tax increase do, and is that a solution that can pass the commission?
Our schools are going to cost us more money. We knew going into this merging of the two school systems that it was going to cost more money, primarily because $68 billion that was there from the city is no longer there. So you start off with a $68 billion gap just to begin with. You cap that with the fact that for the first time in our lifetime, we've seen an appraisal of property that has gone down. Our property is not worth as much as it was 4 years ago. We had this reappraisal, state mandated reappraisal every 4 years. So we saw a gap there. So I look at it in many ways as the perfect storm.
Are you satisfied that they have cut enough, that they have trimmed their, this being the school system, have trimmed their budget enough?
I'm satisfied that they've cut significantly. I do think that there's some areas that they should consider paring back a little bit. The schools need to go through the same exercise that the rest of government goes through every year. We've got to look for smarter ways to budget. We've got to look at what technological advances can create some efficiencies for us. The school system must be challenged the same way. Education has to be a top priority. It has to be a top priority in every community. They have done a magnificent job of cutting back significantly to try to cover that $68 million gap resulting from the city's withdrawal of funding. And they have done a good job. Could they do more? Probably so. But I don't want to micromanage the school system. I want to give them an opportunity to really work through the process really for the next 3 years before we have to reset the maintenance of effort. And they've got 3 years to really comb their budget to determine what indeed are the true cost
right.
of education.
Well, 3 years in which most likely a big portion of the school system is going to break off.
Yeah, I think it will.
And so you've got a whole lot of unknowns.
We're going to have
well.
A reset really next year, assuming
right.
that municipal districts do come into play. I think we're going to have a reset of the entire scrutiny of the education budget. So we'll be, what we're experiencing this year, I think we'll experience it next year as well during the budget season.
Bill.
You weren't happy at all with the pace that the school system or the school board in particular had, mm-hmm. had taken early on in this. What happened that made you look at this and say, I feel like they've done enough that I can go ahead and advocate for a 6 cent tax?
They brought their budget finally in to a figure that I felt was reasonable. Now, did they prioritize the way that I would have prioritized? Probably not, but they're the educators, they're the professionals. I'm satisfied with the dollar figure they brought forward. In the years to come, I think that as we get settled into this transition, we know the reality of municipal schools, we ought to be looking at it again.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.